This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Jack's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and of course on the Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. Don't forget Ross Tucker will join us at 8:40. We'll talk NFL with him with the Odyssey NFL Insider.
Tuck.
Yes. He's coming up on the show.
Shall we hit the skins? Hit the skins brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep. Makes you great.
You know, it's funny. We were... during the break, by the way, did you see that Jamin Davis was picked up?
I did. He made Green Bay's practice squad. I did see that. Yes.
Right.
We kind of assumed that, right?
Oh, I thought so. I was actually surprised that it took that long. But you know, it is what it is. He gets picked up. See if he gets an opportunity to get called up, get to play at some point. I would think he would. Before the show started, he was smashing me a little bit. He was like, "This is a Super Bowl team. I don't know what's wrong with you. This is a Super Bowl team. You got to get more excited."
Speaking of the Commanders?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I was trying to
poke
holes in his logic.
Okay.
Because he thinks the Ravens are a Super Bowl contender.
Well, I've thought it all year.
I know, but I think the Commanders offensively they're not as good as the Ravens, but defensively they're better than the Ravens, and I don't think they're that far off offensively. So I don't know why, if you're calling the Ravens a Super Bowl contender, you're not calling the Commanders a Super Bowl contender.
Well, I just don't think that we've proven enough yet defensively against good teams. You know, because we have played.
You held the Ravens to 30. I mean, look what the Bucs did. Look what the Cowboys did.
Well, I don't think that the game against the Ravens was bad. I just thought that they were a class above. I don't know.
Do you feel like any team that gets to the playoffs is a contender?
I guess.
I don't really think you're writing them off.
But I mean, you're in the hunt.
You only got
to win three or four.
Some good things have to happen.
It's happened before. I referenced it yesterday.
Now, maybe the 7 seed, you know, since they're going to have to play all road games, it's more difficult. But if you win a division and you're hosting a game or two, I mean, I can see why feel that way.
They're the 2 seed right now.
They are the 2 seed.
And then if the Lions get knocked off, you could be hosting an NFC championship game.
Well,
right now.
It is getting to the point where when you start stealing wins like you did, not to say that we didn't deserve to win, but, you know, that was a game that was slipping through our fingers, right? And we were able to hold on.
No, but Super Bowl seasons, they have wins like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Once
you start to stack those up can change the trajectory of your season.
That's why I was, like, all in on the Ravens last year, is they had a win that was exactly like that, where they beat the Rams. They had a walk-off punt return in overtime. Mm-hmm. Those are the type of wins that you stack up that you just go, well, this is our year.
Right. I don't know.
But in the NFC right now, if you say, all right, well, Detroit's clearly the best team because they've scored a ton of points and they're killing teams.
And they were there last year.
Yeah, and they were in NFC Championship last year. But if you take all the other teams and kind of just put them in a bowl and just pick one, you know, of the teams that are... You know, potential playoff teams.
Well, that's why I'm trying to fire up Eric. Because
you could
he's calling the Ravens a Super Bowl team, and to be honest with you, like the Commanders are just as good, if not better.
Maybe it's just that
it's just going to come down to those Eagles games. I think.
I just think that we're still the newbie. We've been 6-2 before and swooned. We just got to prove that it's different.
Protecting his heart a little bit.
Yeah, I just think it's crazy to think that we could win a Super Bowl this year.
I've been saying what Jason just said. That I feel like outside of Detroit, you want to put them in a bowl, whatever.
And it's pick one.
Whatever you want to say is I feel like they're in a group of teams that I don't know that the Packers are better than the Commanders, or I don't know if the Commanders are better than the Packers. There's a bunch of teams like that. Throw the Vikings in there. You can throw in a couple other teams, the Eagles.
The Falcons.
They're in that group.
Yeah. 49ers, if McCaffrey comes back, is 100%.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if the Lions lose this week, then you know the bloom is off the rose on the Lions. And then
it's just for 1 week. I mean, the Lions are going to lose 3 or 4 games this year.
That's going to be a tough, I mean, at
they
Green
might
Bay.
Not lose 3 or 4 games. 4 games seems like a lot. That team is just hitting
I'm
all
just I'm trying
right
to
now.
I'm just trying to get Eric to start the bandwagon.
Right.
Like I'm trying to hype him up.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm very excited. I haven't been this excited, I told you, since 91.
I know. Well, I'm trying to use your logic to your advantage. Like right. I'm trying to use your Ravens logic.
Well, I just think the Ravens are more of a proven commodity. I just think they're more of a, even though their defense is markedly off from what they typically are. I don't know. I just feel like we need a few more quality wins. If I look at what we've done, I feel like I was telling Drabby this. I feel like our most impressive performance, we've had a few of them, but I think it's probably the win over Cincinnati, even though their record isn't that great. Maybe Arizona, but yeah. You
know, well, I think the Steelers, if they beat the Steelers at home, that would be a really good win, just based on the Steelers' defense. I mean, Steelers' defense, they don't allow 20 points. I mean, they get after the quarterback. Watson, a beast. Secondary is good. So that would be a really good win.
So,
and then they got to play Philly.
Is this
those back-to-back
game a
weeks.
Trap game because everyone's looking past it? Is this the classic trap game?
I guarantee you Dan Quinn and the staff are not looking past it.
No, I know they're not, but fans.
I don't even think fans are just taking a road win in the division for granted.
So when you look at what they've done so far, so they're 23rd in the league in passing yardage cakes. Obviously, their rushing attack is taking a hit with no Saquon. They're only getting about 108 yards per game on the ground. So they shouldn't be a huge
problem
for us.
Plus, Tyrone Tracy goes into concussion protocol, so Devin Singletary steps back in.
Yeah. I mean, they're scoring less than 15 points per game.
Yeah, their offense is pretty putrid.
Pretty dreadful. They're giving up 22. That's like media. That's like in the middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. Not bad. It's probably right around where we are on that. They're just really challenged offensively.
But like you said, they always play Washington tough.
Absolutely.
But this is a game that.
But this is a home game, right?
This is in New York.
Oh, this is in New York. Okay, yeah. I'm looking at the Giants. Going to New York is always difficult. So I don't know. I think obviously, if you want to be considered like a serious contender, you obviously have to win this game.
Got to beat the bad teams.
If you lose it. It's a huge blemish. It's a huge blemish on your postseason aspirations.
It's not great if you drop one to the Giants who can't get out of their own way offensively.
Right. What's the status of Malik Nabers? Is he good?
He played last week. Yeah. He's 7 for 71.
Yeah, yep. Okay, so he's good.
Slayton had a big game, right?
I may have to reassess my take on the Manning cast because Eli did a really good job pointing out toward the end of the game when Daniel Jones didn't motion over the tight end to help block T.J. Watt, and then T.J. Watt strip-sacked him and recovered the ball. Like, and Eli's like, he's like, you're gonna leave T.J. Watt alone, you know, in single blocking here. Like
the right tackle
like,
had
why
no
you,
chance.
Why didn't you bring the tight end over to help?
Yeah,
pointed it out like basically in real time. Like, might have to start watching that.
No,
over,
those guys saw
the
also.
Those
guys why are savvy they're when they're locked in. Yeah, yeah.
Why
savvy.
Isn't their offensive coordinator always having why? You should double T.J. Watt every down.
Agree.
I saw they also every pointed down. Out at the end of the game, I think it was this past game that they covered, that on first down towards the end of the game, team got like 8 or 9 yards. And so the very next play, on purpose, the defensive coordinator put 12 players on the field because you can't decline that penalty. It's before, and so that made it a first down, and they didn't want like the downs to be milked. Mm-hmm. They wanted it to move on to the next, so now it's a first down so they can get the ball back quicker.
But I guess
teams are starting to do that. They're using that kind of like loophole in the rules where it works to their clock advantage to do a penalty at times.
But I would think that this game is, you've got to target this game. You have to beat, it's huge because it's a division game, but it's the worst team in the division. They know the Giants play them tough. And then the Steeler game, you know, it's an AFC team. It's not as big because the Eagles are the week after. So I would say that this week and then the Eagle game are the two biggest games in the next few.
I mean, it's funny. I think we talked about it yesterday. You don't really think of it in these terms, but you know, part of being 6-2 means, especially the way they've done it, they've won 6 of their last 7.
Yep.
Yeah.
When was the last time we've won 6 of the last 7?
I can't recall.
I mean, it's crazy. And then, we should be heavily favored. You look at the stupid matchup predictor on ESPN, I think it's got us like 65, 70% of the time.
Uh-huh. That seems heavy.
We should win this game.
I mean, it was a 21-18 game, and that was a game where I thought the Giants were in position to win. Remember, Neighbors dropped that ball?
Yes.
Where they got driving,
yep.
and their field goal kicker was out.
Correct.
Right? But I even think they could have used the field goal kicker in the short situation, which they opted not to do, but they were going for 2-point conversions every time. But still, they were in position, and Neighbors has that huge drop on the sideline, which would have been a first down.
Well, think about the breaks.
They were fortunate in that game.
Think about the breaks that Washington's gotten. Obviously, you just pointed out the Giant game with Gano going out. So that completely changed what the Giants wanted to do. Neighbors drops it, and they get a Hail Mary. It's just one of those years, man. Just things are going that way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a game you have to win.
This is a game,
but you can't
though,
take them lightly.
You can't take them, especially with Daniel Jones' success against us.
You just can't.
In previous years. And, you know, Cakes has been loving Malik Neighbors all year. He showed you he could be a special player. Slayton, you know, has been effective. Wandell Robinson, he's got like 72 targets. He's got as many targets as his Neighbors.
He's kind of slowed down in the past few games, but Slayton has had a bigger role. Like, he's always kind of like the forgotten guy in that wide receiver room, but he's productive when they need to lean on him.
I think the thing that we talked about yesterday, I think we'll have an answer on it, which was, is the defense really getting better? And one thing that I will look at is, in the very first game against the Giants, all right, Daniel Jones was good. He had 2 touchdowns. Devin Singletary gashed him for 95 yards on just 16 carries. He was averaging 6 yards a pop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll keep my eye on. If Singletary gets shut down, then I'm going to be like, okay,
right.
This is a much better defense.
Here's the one thing.
I saw Baldy, real quick, and Baldy I think we'll have on the show tomorrow, Brian Baldinger. He had a breakdown of Johnny Newton and the impact that he was having.
Yeah.
Dude, Newton looked like next level on this team.
Well, that's why Adam Peters.
He looked like the best of Jonathan Allen and the best of Daron Payne.
Yeah.
Like the clips that Baldy was showing, I mean, he was just the ball would be snapped and he was already around.
Well, that's why he had like an 8-9 rating on PFF.
Yeah.
I mean, he balled out.
Yeah, he had a great game. Here's the thing about the Giants. Daniel Jones has been sacked 25 times, second most in the league. So you can, and he's been hit a bunch of times.
They only got him once in the first game.
Yeah, but they're playing much better up front. Like, they're getting after the quarterback a lot more frequently than they did in the first few weeks. So I think that could be huge. Get after Daniel Jones.
All right, let's go to our guy John DePompa. Wants to chime in on this whole deal. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, while I was being screened, Draft admitted to me in a moment of weakness that he believes JD5 is the guy.
Oh, he did? Nice. I like you ratting him out.
This is secondhand information.
Hey, John, did you enjoy? I feel like you would have enjoyed the Stolen Valor segment where guys are battling over
that. I can't remember the donk's name, but he was funny yesterday.
Right,
he was pretty funny. And I feel
Chad.
Bad.
I mean, I think
Shane,
his name was Chad.
You know, Shane deserves the public shaming. I mean, he's a liar and fake news. And Shane, I'm just, you know, I don't know who you are, but you're disgusting.
Right.
I just wanted to point out a simple fact. And this is why I think EB and us Redskins fans are hesitant to go all in. A, you know, we're in the early parts of a rebuild, so we're ahead of schedule. But B, in the history of the NFL, a rookie quarterback's never even made it to a Super Bowl. Never even been to one. So I think that's why there's that hesitation. Because this came up last year with C.J. Stroud, and people were kind of breaking down the Texans' chances in the playoffs. And, a rookie quarterback's never made it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now, as Drab was saying when I was on hold, if anybody can do it, J.D. can do it. But
is that true? Yeah, was David Woodley a rookie when he went to the Super Bowl, or was he a second-year guy? Remember David Woodley when he went to the Super Bowl
Brock
with the Dolphins?
Brock Purdy made it to the NFC Championship.
Maybe
according to Google, a rookie has never taken a team to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Being fact checked in real time. It's like a presidential debate.
Except we give you accurate fact checks.
There you go. Boom.
You knew that was coming.
I did.
Thanks, John.
All right, John. Hey, Travi, do you want to defend yourself or
with what?
Did he expose you?
No, he's doing a bit. He's trying to get under my skin.
He's lying.
I fall for that.
I thought he was being
Mr.
truthful.
Gullible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like something.
You believe anything?
Well, I believe that. I'm stunned that you don't think he's the guy. That's what.
No. You started with, is he special?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's how this whole thing. Is he your guy? Clearly he's your guy.
No, like for the next 10 years.
Anything can happen. It's special.
Yeah, Dak is Dallas's guy.
Yeah. To me, that means nothing. Being your guy means nothing.
Okay. Woodley, by the way, that was his third year, I believe.
Third year, okay.
Yeah.
And Big Ben was second year?
Yes.
Just remember
who has the in-show read.
You said that to everybody.
You told all of DC that.
Didn't you know how to use the
I hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button.
Who has the end show read? That's his question for you.
I think I give it to Cakes or JP.
I don't see it over here.
Main Street Bank in show read.
Okay. No big deal. If you have it, read it. If you don't, we'll do it next.
We'll fit it in somewhere.
We love Main Street Bank.
Love
Put their team in your office.
Exactly.
Love Main Street Bank.
It's a half in show read.
Yes.
Maybe a quarter.
All right. Remember, we have Ross Tucker on the NFL. Join us at 8:40. And on a game show Wednesday, we'll play Junkerty at 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.